Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Right now, the question facing millions of Americans isn't just where to work, it's whether humans can still compete at all. Technology is reshaping nearly every corner of the economy, from factory floors and classrooms to hospitals and offices. You have artificial intelligence and robotics doing work once handled by us, the people. And yet, people still need paychecks. New data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics offers a better picture of where jobs are growing, where they're disappearing, and what skills still matter in a tech-heavy world. ABC's Jim Ryan has been digging into the numbers and the human impact behind them. Jim, which jobs are growing right now and which ones are most at risk of being replaced by AI or automation?
Here's how quickly this whole thing is changing. The Bureau of Labor Statistics earlier this year put out a list of the fastest growing occupations. Top of the list, wind turbine service technicians. Number two, solar panel installers. Number three, nurse practitioners. But given that the administration is sort of moving away from alternative energy sources, I'm not sure that the wind turbine service technicians will be the job of the future, but still, that's what's topping the chart from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, fastest growing occupations.
So then what do we know about, let's say, looking 10, 20 years down the road, where could we be for the job of the future?
I'm not so sure that it's a job sector as much as it is a job feel, right? Because the one thing that people can do that AI can't do is think creatively, think strategically, show compassion for fellow workers, for bosses, for customers. So if you can maximize those skills, then you may set yourself up for some job security. LinkedIn has those suggestions. Learn to work with technology, not necessarily against it, because AI is here to stay. It's not going anywhere, Adam.
How quickly, Jim, do you think this shift is happening? And are employers moving faster than some workers can adapt?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think you're seeing that happen in a dramatic way. Challenger Gray and Christmas, the recruiting firm, said that in October, the tech sector itself had 33,000 job cuts. That's compared to 5,600 in September. That's almost a six-fold increase in just that one-month span. So technology is one place that you're seeing a lot of AI and a lot of automation taking over. Retailers, you're seeing a lot of automation in that sector too. 2,400 job cuts in October, just slightly down from the prior month. So there are still some areas out there that show promise.
So when it comes then to prepping the next generation of employees, as we've talked a lot about, to work alongside AI, work with artificial intelligence, is there a growing concern that we may be overcorrecting perhaps? Because at the end of the day, people are still going to interact with other people on the job in some capacity. Are we backseating the importance of interpersonal communication to catch up with how fast AI moves?
Well, I think you're right. Yeah. And so, yeah, people need to kind of maximize those soft skills, if you will, the things that make us human, the things that AI and technology simply cannot do and never will be able to do. So, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it's a fast moving industry, a fast moving economy. But people have to work, people have to eat. And now they're competing against AI for a smaller number of jobs.
Jim, I'm curious for ABC News, how much the network with radio is using AI and what you guys are doing, because I'll tell you what, here at Good Karma Brands, we have definitely embraced it. In fact, our boss, the head of the company, has basically said in one of our meetings, he said, I'm not going to replace you all with machines. Your jobs aren't going to be eliminated because of that. But he did say you all need to jump on board, because if not, if you aren't using AI, we might have somebody else come on who does. That was ultimately the message, that we want to embrace this and we need you all to jump on.
Sure. Well, right. Embrace it. Accept it, at least. Tolerate it. Learn about it. If you push it away, then you may find yourself on the outside. But I mean, it's in radio, it's always been a concern, I think, right? I remember applying for my very first job or going for a job interview at a radio station in about 1983. And walking in, and the program director was so proud of the new automation system. They had these giant wheels that were turning cartridges and putting them into the slot, you know, playing this thing. I thought, well, there goes radio. I guess that's not a career path. Well, 40 years later, it still is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to adjust, have to learn, and have to be adaptable.
Are you guys using it at ABC News Radio?
Very little, and not as far as I know, you know, in terms of automation or in terms of AI. There may be some areas, and it could be that we're using it without even knowing it, too.
Yeah.
That's possible. Jim, something else that I've been wondering as we talk more the last year especially about this. I remember a few years ago, I think it was during the 2016 presidential campaign, there was a lot of talk of UBI or universal basic income. And then that talk kind of died down a little bit. We haven't heard it much the last few years. With the quickening pace, though, of AI replacing a lot of these jobs, you mentioned some of the numbers. Could we see in the next few months, the next year or two, a reignition of that conversation of ensuring that people, if they are being replaced, have some base income? Because as you said, people still have to eat. They still have to have a place to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And I think some of the big layoffs in the big companies, Google and Apple and some of these companies that have had big layoffs this year, have tried to move those people, instead of laying them off, into other positions within the same company. So it's kind of a take it or leave it situation. Either adapt, work on in others some of their position in our company, or you might find yourself on the outside. But yeah, I think you're right. I think that may be a conversation in the future.
We've talked a lot about people already in the workplace and working for a while now, but what advice do you have or does the data offer for young people who are just entering the workforce or who are about to graduate college this year and will hopefully be getting a job after that?
Well, one word, flexibility. Yeah, I mean, if you're still in college or you're still in high school and you're looking at careers out there, you may want to fashion your training and your education towards some position that seems to have more promise. I know a lot of people try to do that. It's hard to predict. In fact, Bureau of Labor Statistics had a hard time predicting that for this year. But yeah, being adaptable, being open, and being and showing yourself for the skills that you have as opposed to trying to compete with something that's here and here to stay.
Right after I asked that question, I thought there's probably some college kids who are like, what do you mean? What I'm doing is I'm going to AI and saying, what are the best jobs for me right now? Where do I go to get that application? And what's the best way for me to fill it out? And AI is probably delivering
answers. Fighting fire with fire. Yeah, using AI to build that resume, AI to find the jobs, and AI to apply for them. So sure, one way to use AI, if not against itself, then with itself.
Yeah, AI changing things quickly. That's ABC's Jim Ryan. Thanks so much, Jim. Have a great weekend.
You too.
So not at work, but outside of work. And I think I told the story once before here to Greg. But my first kind of jumping on board with this, because Greg was telling me that he uses it a lot for recipes and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so one day I wanted something really quick. I wanted a spicy soup. So I went onto AI and I said, can you get me a recipe for a spicy soup that doesn't have a lot of ingredients? Because that's something I didn't want it to take forever.
Sure.
So if you have 20 ingredients, by the time you chop all those up, it just takes so long. So sure enough, it was like, you bet, here it comes. And very quickly, I got a couple of options. And I said, okay, I like a couple of these, but I don't want it to taste smoky. I don't want fire roasted. I just want it spicy. Okay, you want a spicy soup that's fresh. Yes, yes, please. Here you go. And then I thought, okay, great, I love this. Can you create a shopping list for me? It created a shopping list very, very fast. I'm thinking, okay, I do kind of like this. Maybe I'm going to be popping on more. So I'm in the grocery store. I'm getting everything that's on my list. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, something seems wrong. Like something seems very much so missing. Then I realize, is there no broth in the soup?
Uh-oh. Yeah, kind of
there's
important.
There's got to be broth, right? I check the list again, nothing. So then I actually go back to AI and I say, it seems like there should be broth. Is broth missing? And AI was like, oh my goodness, yes. Yes, it is. You need the broth. And so that just kind of cracks me up because, let's be honest, AI is not perfect, mm-hmm. but AI is here. It's here to stay, and it can help, but you can't totally rely on it.
You still need that human oversight, even when you're shopping for groceries.
Yeah, whether it's work or in your personal life.